utterance of tongues is not enough to say thank you. Lord, we are grateful. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Everyone wants to hear your voice. Thank you, Jesus. For January, thank you. For February, thank you. For March, thank you. For April, thank you. For June, thank you. Somebody say, thank you for making me to be alive. I'm not 6 feet below. I just want to say,
Abba,
sing. Baba, hold it. If I'm God that seated upon the throne, I will score you 30%. You are not the one that gave yourself breath. And you are singing as if God is not the one at work in your life, both to will and to do of your good pleasure. Can you, God wants to hear somebody's voice today. Can I hear you sing unto the Lord? Huh? Five, 6 people are saying it with the whole of their hearts, lifting up their hands, knowing fully that whether without God they are useless, without God they are nothing, without God it's emptiness in their life. Church, I want you to sing that song again from the depth of your heart, to appreciate God, to say thank you for all that He has done. 1, 2, go. Baba ho. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Himself was the Word. Exodus chapter 15, verse 1. The reason why I said we should rejoice and thank God is for that which God is going to do for you in this month. Tell your neighbor, get ready for celebration. No. Say it to him or her as if you mean it. Okay. Issue an invitation out and say, by the grace of God. Say to your neighbor, say, by the grace of God. I'm inviting you to celebrate this month. And please don't turn me down. Because you are going to see God at work in my life. Amen. If you know that celebration will be your portion, can I hear your louder? Amen. Can we read together Exodus 15 verse 1 as our foundational scripture for this great month? A set time of celebration. One, two, go. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his riders as they thrown into the sea. May the Lord bless the reading of his words in the name of Jesus. Please be seated as kings and queens in the house. But before I move further, beyond my knowledge. But here, and we are entering into Sunday school weekend from Thursday. So if you don't have a Sunday school manual, can I see your hand up? You don't have, whether you want to attend or not, don't worry. I'm giving you, okay, please, ushers, can you help me out? Give everybody. You don't have a Sunday school, you have, I just give you. Especially those that doesn't have. Now, please help me to distribute every, please, can you raise up your hand? Can somebody else help me? No, sit down. We are to serve you. Don't worry, ma. We are to serve you. You don't have. Where is it? At home. You don't have, sir. Okay? Do you have one? They've given you. You don't have. Okay. It is well. Now, I don't want anyone left behind. Mommy. Choir don't have. Okay. Be careful. Do we still have in the office? It's finished. Okay, they said there are three more there. Now, please make sure you give those that doesn't have. Somebody's still raising his hand up there. It's finished. Okay, I'm giving you a commitment. I've done my part. It's done for you to do your part. Next week, Sunday school starts by 8 o'clock. You have the material to come for the Sunday school. See you by 8 o'clock. Amen. Can we give the Lord a clap offering? You are not clapping. Clap. Clap for the Lord. You cannot overcome what you don't know. Did you hear what I just said? Until you know it, you won't be able to overcome. Sunday school is to come and teach us how to overcome in life and in destiny. Pastor's work will be easy to do if we have been able to teach you to know the right thing to do per time, per seconds. If you have a headache, you won't need to call pastor. You can say, pastor, join me in faith. But I have a headache today, I have a headache tomorrow. You will be calling pastor. It's because pastor is not doing his work. And I'm ready to do my work by teaching you. You don't come for Bible study. You are undoing yourself. What am I saying? Undoing yourself is what you know that God will use to deliver you and to turn your life around for a miracle. If you don't have that little bottle of oil, will that woman become an oil merchant in 2 Kings? No. It's what you have that God will use to turn around your life. Please, Sunday service is not complete until Sunday school is attended. And I believe God, you've gotten something that cost us. Come and play your part and equip your destiny for a better tomorrow. The Lord bless you mightily in Jesus' name. Now, this morning, Exodus 15 verse 1, Miriam came on board and was lifting up a tambourine and said, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endure for. We will turn this Sunday service to musical. They are playing something to me.
My glory be to God.
Because for 430 years, Israel was in bondage. And suddenly they saw the finger of God bringing them out of the land of bondage, out of the land of affliction, out of the land of sorrow, out of the land of ration, from the hand of the taskmaster that has kept them bound for so many years. When they saw that, they started celebrating. Somebody is here in this morning. That which has kept you for a long time, God will deliver you. And you will come and celebrate. You will come and rejoice. You will come and, oh Lord, manifest God's glory in your life in the name of Jesus. And I heard Miriam say, come and join me, sing hallelujah.
Come and join me, sing hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh.
Celebration. The real dance is coming. Somebody said the real dance is coming. That is just a trial dance. Riaza. They said it's a Riaza. Because by the grace of God, as the Lord of God of Redeemed Christian Church of God liveth, you will celebrate this much. Welcome your neighbor. Say, neighbor, welcome to your set time of celebration. Now, what is celebration? Celebration is an act of merriment or enjoyment of an event or occasion. Celebration is an act of merriment or enjoyment of an event or occasion. Israel was just celebrating or enjoying an event of freedom at last. After 430 years of imprisonment, of bondage, suffering, cruelness, stagnation, deliverance from the hand of taxmaster, end of slavery for them and generation after them, and they started rejoicing. And that's why God took us to that Exodus 15 verse 1. To show us that when celebration comes, the first thing that will happen is that there will be a great rejoicing in the house. And I'm here to prophesy to somebody this morning. Before the end of June 2015, as the Lord of hosts liveth, there will be a great joy in your home. There will be a great joy in your house. There will be a great joy in your family. There will be a great joy in your going out. There will be a great joy in your coming in. There will be a great joy in your going out. As the Lord of hosts liveth, in the name of Jesus. So from the definition of what celebration is all about, is that it's a time of merriment and rejoicing. God cannot make haste to help you and will not set you on the platform of celebration. So everybody, as the Lord liveth, no matter what you are celebrating, I'm coming to celebrate with you. Blessed are they that believeth, for there shall be a performance. When will you experience celebration, or when the celebration comes? Five or seven things. I'll quickly rush over it because today is Thanksgiving. When the unexpected happens in one's life, when do you celebrate? When something you are not expecting. You are in level 7, step 6. And suddenly you receive a letter saying they have moved you from level 7, step 6 to level 14 of a directorship. It has never happened before. Am I right? Somebody will receive a miracle that has never happened before. No, maybe two people. Maybe God thinking
I'm talking to civil servants alone.
What has never happened before, when it happens, it makes that person to rejoice and to celebrate. It's just like when they brought Joseph from the prison and they met him after facing the president of Egypt in those days, and they quickly make him to be the prime minister. It has never happened before. Somebody leaving the prison and becoming the prime minister. May I speak to one or two people? We are the two people. Now, may I announce to you, what has never happened to your generation, this month, God will give you to you. Can I hear your amen very well? Can I hear your resounding amen? Pastor, it can't happen.
Wait now.
It can't happen. Well, to you it can't happen. But to some of us that believe it, to some of us that God is speaking to, with you, we will call you to come and celebrate with us. Because what has never happened before is about to happen to somebody. Who is that person? Can I hear the shout of that person? Hallelujah. Number two, when celebration comes when the unbelievable turns to become the reality. Unbelievable. I'm celebrating today because I knew what God Himself will do in your life. We do, not that shall do, will do. It's a matter of just few minutes. Unbelievable. A young man was working in a company like a clerk to a director, to the CEO of the company. And suddenly he met the CEO. He came for a program in the camp, and they said, God will give you something that you will never believe that can be your portion. The brother jumped up and said, amen. Now, when there are prophetic words, claim your own, because God will work it out for you. I said, the unbelievable will become reality for you. And the brother jumped up and shouted, amen. He went to work the following day. And the man, according to his testimony, a clerk, and the director saw him, or the CEO said, have I given you Christmas present? He said, no, sir. What do you think the CEO will give a clerk? Maybe 10,000 naira in an envelope, or 20,000 naira. I have not given you. And I have 3-bedroom flat somewhere that I've not touched. I don't even know where to eat. Now, take the paper, take the key, and go and locate it. It was like a dream for him. He did not stop there. The man went looking for the house. It's not in Agege. It's not anywhere. It's in Victoria Island. May I announce to you, what you never believe will happen to you, God will give to you in the name of Jesus. He got there. He was looking for the house. He looked at the paper. He looked at the flat. He looked at the paper. He looked at the flat. He remembered they gave him a key. He went and put the key inside the door of the flat. The door opened. It's something up there. The door opened. The man removed his clothes and rolled from one end to another. Because the CEO has given it to him. What he did not labor for was given to him. Now, hear me. I didn't come here to just talk to you. As the Lord of hosts liveth, before the end of June, you will celebrate. He went back to the CEO and said, oh God, thank you. He said, is the place fine? Fine. It's more than beautiful. The CEO said, is there any furniture inside? He said, no, sir. He said, call a button. Tell them, my furniture, I don't know where to put it. Let them follow this young man and put it in his house. Now, when that man gets home, what will he do? Hold it. Now, I'm not telling you, sit down. I'm not telling you Fabus. It's something that happened to a man.
in this art. Does that man too have two heads? You are next on line. I say you are the next on line. I may not have 3 bedroom to give you, but what heaven will give you, you are coming to share it with men. You are coming to testify it to the glory and to the praise of God in the name of Jesus. Now, number 3, when celebration comes, why? It's because when the impossible suddenly change, become unusual occurrence. Impossible suddenly change and become unusual occurrence. It's not just once, it's not just twice, it's not just 3 times, for the rest of his life. Something now begin to come as if you labor for it or you work for it. Impossible. Now, who would have said Anna will give birth? She has wept and wept. The other woman was putting into her and mocking her every day. But the one that said will not give birth gave birth to 7. Eh? Did you hear what? Today is 7th of July. June 2015. May I announce to you, everything that needs to be perfected in your life, heaven will perfect it so that the impossible will become possible. Somebody say it is my set time. No, say it as if you mean it. Say it's my set time. For the impossible to become possible. Number four. I'm just still giving definition about when a surprise springs forth and become amazement. When a surprise spring forth and become amazement. Now, who will have said Obadiah will be part of the millionaires? A pauper. Obadiah. Who will have said will become a billionaire? They were just carrying the ark that killed somebody. They said, which house are we going to dump it? Let's dump it in the house of Obadiah. And they dump it into his house. And lo and behold, his story changed. Now, may I announce to you, because you are here this morning, and it's your set time for celebration, your story will become like that of Obadiah. When surprise spring forth. Now, how will Obadiah feel after he saw money coming into his hand? He will call few of his friends. Mutija or Mutila. I remember when Pastor Kunle Motosho was to travel. He called some of us. Shola, I don't portal. Today is a provincial pastor in the United States of America with all his green passport and everything finished because God sent him there. When surprise springs forth from your life and becomes an occurrence, unusual occurrence. Now, number 5, I don't have all the time. I have stories to tell you, but time is not on my lip. Number 5, let me just stop here. When the long-awaited expectation shows up, it calls for celebration. When the long-awaited expectation, I don't know how many people are expecting something, but when there is addition in your life, when there is promotion in your life, when there is a breakthrough in your destiny, when there is a deliverance from accident, when there is a divine appointment. Look at sister Abidemi. She came here. He said, God added 10 years. I said to myself, what's that meaning? Added 10. You ask that question again. So it's not me alone. No. How will God add 10 years? She now gave us the background that 10 years ago, she would have been 6 feet below. But God kept her. And she came to celebrate. Can't you see she was wearing something different? So when celebration comes, you will see it. It doesn't hide. May I announce to you, people that does not know you will come and celebrate with you. Now, I want to go to somewhere because what happens before celebration? What happens before celebration? Number 1, because
These four things that happens that God said I should share with you. Within now, at the end of June, it will happen in your life. No, that amen is not believing it. Amen. What happens before celebration? And help me to tell your neighbor, get ready because these things will happen in your life. Do you believe? No, do you believe? Okay, number one, creative miracles. When creative miracles happens, creative miracles. John chapter 9 verse 1 to 10. But I want to read Jesus, the story of this man that was born blind 40 years ago. Now, you remember somebody in pain and darkness for 40 years. How do you feel? And suddenly, God came. The disciples were the one that called his attention and said, Jesus, who has sinned? Is it this man or his parents that he was born blind? No eye latches, no eye socket. It was plain. And Jesus said, no, nobody has sinned. But this case has remained till now that the name of the Lord will be glorified. Now, may I announce to you somebody, before the end of June, the name of the Lord will be glorified. If anybody did not say amen, say better amen. I'm in your front. How do I know? The Bible says nobody for 40 years, this man had been sitting in darkness, stationary, stagnant, and was looking for help. Nobody helped him, but God helped him. And the Bible says in verse 25, give me verse 25 of chapter 9, verse 25. Some people came and they came to tell him, Who made you whole? He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or not, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, but now I can do what? Now, what would the parents of this man do? They will do what? They will roll out the drums. For you, they will roll out the drums. On your account, they will roll out the drums. On your behalf, they will roll out the drums. For your family's sake, they will roll out the drums. If you believe it, can I hear you saying a better amen? So get ready for a creative miracles. What has not you've not seen before? What has not been in your life? Get ready. I mark my words. Get ready. What did I say? Get ready. Because it doesn't happen every time. It may be just once in a lifetime. That creative miracle you have been looking for. Even you didn't know that God can do something out of you. Suddenly, if they pick you now, said, you'll be the next president. No. That I'm coming to that place. Suddenly, they pick you. And they said, out of you. What's your name, man? Uche. Suddenly, they pick you out of you. Out of you, you will give back to three. Triplet. Amen. You want triplet? Yeah. Huh? Yes. Receive it. Yeah. Hey, she agreed. You are the husband. Yes, sir. You want triplet? Yes, sir. Receive it. Yeah. Huh? You've been praying for triplet. I didn't know them. Can you see what God is doing? Receive it. It is done. To the glory of God, you will come with your triplets. I say you will come with your triplets in the name of Jesus. It is done. I finished the message. Because God has confirmed his word. I never knew what they are praying for. But see how God can do. Number two, what happens when celebration comes? Number two, there will be divine miracle. Not just creative miracle. There will be divine miracle. From my Bible passage, John chapter 2 verse 1 to 11. Jesus came to the marriage in Cana of Galilee. And the Bible says, as they were doing dancing, the husband and wife is just about to enter into the reception. And suddenly they said, the wine has finished. What symbolizes wine? Sweetness. goodness. So the sweetness in the marriage that commenced got exhausted even before the ceremony ended. And suddenly Jesus was there. And the Bible says, and they beckoned unto Jesus, the mother of Jesus beckoned unto him, and said, their wine has finished. And God said, let them fill the water brim with water pot with water to the brim. And they filled it up. Take it to the MC. As they were taking it, the man was carrying a miracle. That's a divine one. Nobody touched it. Nobody spoke about it. Nobody did anything. Now, may I announce to you somebody, everything that needs the supernatural touch of God over your destiny, receive it now. Okay, maybe three people. It doesn't matter how many of you. But as the Lord liveth before whom I stand, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, every divine touch that will bring celebration to your destiny, receive it now in the name of Jesus. Number three, I don't have all the time. I have other examples, but we need to dance to thank God for this season. Number three, you know, it's divine when God opened the Red Sea. I don't know why. That's why I don't like following my notes. Now, every stoppage or stagnancy, everything that has put you on the other side for you not to reach your goal in life, is called Red Sea. God will open that Red Sea for you. You people, you are not. The amen is not touching me. It's not touching. Talk less of touching God. Hallelujah. Now, number three. When celebrate, before celebration comes, you will experience unexpected miracle. What did I say? What's the first miracle you will receive? Creative miracle. The second one? Divine miracle. Number three? In John chapter 5, verse 1 to 9. John chapter 5, verse 1 to 9. Is a man that has been at the pool of Bethesda for 38 years. He said that man has been on the sick bed for 38 years. Elo Zahaba. Kilo De. Eshewoloshe. What has he done? That he was carried about for 38 good years. Members of the family were with him the first year, the second year. But after the second year, they abandoned him. And nobody, maybe they've abandoned you. Don't worry. God will remember you. Amen. They abandoned you, but who will remember you? Somebody say, God will remember me. Out of the multitude, the Bible said there were multitude folks there of impotent, of blind, of sick, of paralyzed. God singled out Shola Olukoya. God will single you out here. Are you sure? Can I hear your believing amen? Amen. If you know God will single you out, can I hear your louder amen? So, that man, they were just passing. Jesus just went to him and said, you, do you want me to make you whole? Oh, Jesus, if you know when I've been here, my grandfather died because of this sickness. You are telling us story. We don't want to hear your story. Who died when before the sickness came is not what we are. Do you want to be made whole? That's all. And he said, everybody has deserted me. Oh, this man has started story again. We are not interested in your story. Because within a jiffy, you will roll out drums to be dancing. Within a jiffy, something unusual will happen to you. Do you want to be made whole? He didn't say yes, though. Jesus had to pull him and said, carry your bed and go home. And Jesus held him and pulled him up. And the Bible says, his knee received strength. An unexpected miracle. A man that has never walked for 38 years started walking. Now, when you see that man, what will he be telling you? Will he be telling you the stories again? Come and join me singing. Okay, people that are here. Thank you, sir. God will bless you.
You are the one qualified for the miracle. Hey, my joy, Mr. Gale. Jehovah Jireh. Unexpected miracle will follow you on. Unexpected miracle will be your portion. Lastly, I want us to really, really thank God this morning. Lastly, that's not the end of the message. Maybe you'll be hearing the continuation next week Sunday. The first miracle is what? The second miracle is what? The third miracle is what? And the fourth miracle that will make you to celebrate this month is visible miracle. Not invisible. When a woman is 9 months pregnant, you will see the pregnancy. Am I saying something? And when she delivers, she doesn't deliver emptiness, she delivers a child. I'm here to announce to you what will come to you this month. It will be something that men will see and they will join you to celebrate in the name of Jesus. That miracle that we are talking about, visible miracle, nothing will tamper with it. I said nothing will tamper with it. There won't be miscarriages in this miracle. Acts chapter 2, verse 2 to 10. They said they were in the upper room, and there suddenly came a rushing mighty wind, filled the house where they were seated. And verse 3, the Bible says, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of a fire, and he sat upon them. Hello, sir. Let me use you again. Bring that chair. Bring your chair. Sit down here, sir. Face us. Face everybody. Yes, sir. Sit down, sir. The Bible says, when they were praying in the upper room, there was a physical fire resting upon them. Hello, sir. Even if you want to touch fire, can you touch fire? It will burn you. Now, but the Bible make it clear that there was a physical clump of fire upon everybody that were in the upper room, 120 of them, and all I see it. Now, it's not easy for you to see fire. Even if you see fire, you can just describe that this fire is burning this house. Am I saying something? But on this case of the apostles in the upper room, everybody saw the fire. Holy Spirit. And it sat upon each of them. Each of them were carrying cloth of fire. Now, where am I going? This is the way God said I should explain it. Now, the cloth of fire, that is, it was a symbol of the Holy Spirit that makes the impossible to become possible. Now, may I announce to you, this symbol of the Holy Spirit is upon you now. Everything that is impossible will become possible. It will be physical. It will be visible. It will be touchable. It will be realizable. If you believe here, then can I hear your amen? This miracle is not a miracle you will be able to describe alone. It will be touchable. After a woman delivers at the 9th month, they carry the baby, and the pain of the woman disappears because there is a joy in her hand. May I announce to you, the Lord said I should tell you this morning. You know, I'm not going to preach for a long time. I'm ending now. Now, the Lord said I should tell you this morning that all these 4 miracles my son have declared to you, I will declare them in your destiny. Listen to this again. It doesn't matter what you are passing through. As the Lord of hosts liveth before whom I stand, this month, next month, for the rest of your life, it will be celebration galore. Nothing will hinder your celebration. Nothing will hinder your, oh Lord, your progress in life in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your beautiful amen? This morning you are not born again. There's no way you can be a partaker of this
Creative miracle.
Divine miracle. Unexpected miracle. And visible miracle. But I perceive in my spirit that you want to be a partaker of those miracles. If you are there this morning, all heads bowed. All heads please bow. You are here this morning, you are not born again. You are still in the world, drinking your life away, committing all kinds of atrocity. You've had it, but you cannot be a partaker. It will be useless of you not to be a partaker after hearing this word. But you want to say, Pastor, I want to be a partaker of this divine, creative, unexpected, visible miracle. Wherever you are, can I see your hand up? Don't deceive yourself. You may deceive others, but you can't deceive God. Just lift up your hand before Him. It may just because of you, we gathered here this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Where is that sister? Where is that brother? There's nothing to be ashamed of. You will be the one undoing yourself if you don't key yourself into the program of God. This morning, you want to be a partaker of this divine miracle, creative miracle, unexpected miracle, visible miracle, so that your celebration can speedily come forth. If you don't celebrate, don't blame the pastor. Don't tell us that the pastor just spoke out of it. No. You must do something before you can get the result. For you to get this result, you must fully give your life to God. You want to say, Jesus, here am I surrender unto you. Where is that brother? Where is that sister? Where is that brother? Where is that sister? Where is that child? That a set time has come for celebration. Thank you, Lord. I give to you, Lord. Lord, we thank you. What a faithful God you are. Please, shall we rise up on our feet? Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Stretch forth your hands towards the altar. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. I want to thank you for your faithfulness over this house. You've proved over and over again that you are the God that never changes. You told us that is our set time for celebration. So Lord, this morning we believe your word from your Son, as he has declared that as creative miracles occur, there will be celebration. As divine miracles occur, there will be celebration. As unexpected miracle occurs, there will be celebration. As visible miracles occurs, tangible ones, there will be celebration. So Lord, I pray for everyone hearing the sound of my voice, wherever we are in this auditorium and its environment, I command minimum of two to appear to us this week in the name of Jesus. Every man, every woman that need a creative miracle, so that we can come and celebrate with him or her. I lift up my hands unto the hills where my help cometh from.
the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I speak this morning that let creative miracle happen right now in the life of that man in the name of Jesus. Everyone that needs a divine touch in their business, in their finances, in their health, in their marriages, I speak as God's oracle and I declare divine miracle will be your portion this week in the name of Jesus. Unexpected miracle. What the least expected. Every man, every woman in this auditorium, hear the voice of the Lord. Before this time tomorrow, as the Lord liveth, I command unexpected miracle to appear before us in the name of Jesus. Throughout the Holy Ghost, our Father and the Lord was saying, you will sing a new song. God will give us a new testimony. You will celebrate. And I begin to ask, God, did you tell him what we are doing in Jesus' embassy? And God started laughing. Because he confirmed his word by his prophet. Lord, I pray this morning, tangible miracles. Miracles we've not had before. Miracles of your divine power. Let it appear before us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your name. As we go into Thanksgiving proper, may you give us a dance reason to celebrate all the days of our life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray.